You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Let this one tell that one a tale. The story of great heroes marooned without a sea, stranded in a place of nightmares called Barovia. The antagonist, a creature known as Strahd von Zarovich. As all great epics, someone must die. Either Strahd or our heroes.
Eventually, it gets close enough for you to see it in its full, shall we say, majesty. It rounds a corner, and instead of seeing just the top of it, you can see the entire creature. When the tree blight rounds that corner, and the treants and the tree blight see each other properly, there is a tremendous... as the tree blight shakes and shudders. The sight of the treants has enraged it. It's the druid's turn. A lot of them just begin their actions by casting spells that increase the power of the blights around them.
Cool.
Except Keshgar.
Oh, fuck. I forgot Keshgar's here.
Keshgar. Oh, you know what Keshgar does. Actually, I know what Keshgar does. Keshgar leaps out of the tree blight. He falls. At first, you think he's going to change into something. But then he just hits the ground.
Oh, that's cool. And scary.
Keshgar's entire front is destroyed. He has been splattered on the road, on the paved road in front of him, partially paved road in front of him and the tree blight. He slowly gets to his feet, and you can see as he moves, the damage begins healing itself instantly. Presumably there are other things that can hurt him permanently.
Yeah.
But it looks like wounds from that spear are the only things that are going to permanently cause damage to him.
Okay.
Cool. Keshgar charges Tarpos. That's going to be his turn. It's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit, first off, gives you bardic inspiration, Hector.
The brave man, he charged the tree. He ignored the fact it might kill me.
Oh, it won't, Cribbit. I would never let anything harm you.
We want to get up tree now, or you want to charge?
I now also have the realization that I also don't know
we
where
didn't
the,
ask. We didn't ask.
The sap heart is.
We could have asked. We...
And I'm like, up the tree. Now.
And oh, right.
Also, did they tell us where the tree heart was?
Not to this one's knowledge.
Cribbit takes out a piece of chalk and draws in the air a door.
Hell yeah.
As he draws the door, you can see in one of the branches on the tree blight, a door appears. It appears in the tree blight itself. A bunch of smaller blights notice what's happening and they all scatter like they're shocked. Then Cribbit reaches out with a hand, puts it on the door, looks to you, Hector, and says, pray for me. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs?
Cribbit, no.
All right. The door opens both where you are and up there as well. You look through the doorway into the tree itself. This quick way in.
I suppose you're right.
All right. Then it is the many tree blights and the trees turn.
Okay.
The blights, for their part, aren't taking this lying down. Both Tarpos's attacks, your attacks, Pip, and then also the door. Maybe it would have been better if Cribbit had done this after their turn.
Yeah.
Tree blights begin streaming through the door.
Anytime Cribbit uses that door, it's bad news.
Oh, Cribbit says, they never think to do this.
Slow the horse down. Whoa,
Nelly.
I'm going to say...
Oh, boy.
Two twig blights and a needle blight make their way through the door. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to bring down Solar.
Oh, fuck. Mm.
While the twig blights try to bring down Solar, the needle blight, you can see quite obviously the needle blight is issuing commands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't say anything, but it moves. It has a mouth, and its mouth moves as if it's saying something, but no words come out. The twig blights try to attach themselves to Solar. One misses, one hits. Mm. Solar takes but 2 points of damage.
Okay.
That's good.
Then the needle blight points a hand at you and its hand launches off its arm and comes at you. As it comes at you, it just turns into a ball of needles.
Okay, come on.
Everybody. This is how you get that poison that makes you shit out your guts,
dude. That's poison blights.
Oh, thank God.
You bring up your shield and the ball of needle blasts through your shield of faith, but then thankfully is stopped by the actual physical shield.
Ooh,
okay. You look down at the shield and you can see the crest of Krezek is completely covered by needles.
Kind of fucked that place.
I kind of don't like racists, I guess.
Yeah. I hate Krezek and everyone in it. So.
Two needle blights in similar fashion fire balls of needles at you, Pip.
Oh, fuck.
Two hits.
Oh, God. God damn it. I got no magic shield either.
Pip, you take 16 points of damage.
Okay.
Ow. I know, it's any little tiny, like, damage. Yeah. Like, in games gone by, I'll cop that. I'll
have a sleep.
Tonight.
I'll be fine. No?
Now I'm like, point counts.
It's fine.
Every point counts.
Tarpos gets hit 3 times.
No.
Okay. Tarpos has got the only fucking spear that can... Ay, ay, ay.
Tarpos takes 6, 10, 25 points of damage.
Maybe they're one of the healing troops.
Maybe.
Oh, that's Cribbit. Whoops. Sorry, Cribbit. This one doesn't care. This one not even hurt. Deal 25 damage to me, Adam.
Whatever.
All right, Cribbit, if you want. Cribbit takes 25 points of damage as two needle blights and four twig blights assault her.
Okay. Mm.
Then a bunch of the other blights are kind of streaming forward. You're very quickly going to be surrounded. The treants, though, form kind of like a bulwark.
Yeah.
They charge forwards and begin stomping, slamming, and knocking blights aside.
Hell yeah.
The Weeping Willow, it seems like this one's kind of their leader, reaches down, grabs one of its branches, crack, tears its branch off, straightens it out, and it looks like a giant dart.
That's cool. Mm.
The treant leans back and throws that dart. It soars through the air and strikes the tree blight. The tree blight does not seem to... It doesn't seem to have hurt the tree blight at all. It doesn't seem to give a shit. Mm. But that Weeping Willow looks significantly at all of you and gestures at where it threw the dart.
Okay, all right, cool. Hell yeah, hell
it
yeah.
It remembers.
Yeah, thank God. Pip on the branch, like rubbing the branch, eating leaves. Ah, I see.
They were fucking talking a language, dude. It wasn't telecommunity. It wasn't telepathy.
Pip doesn't know.
That's true. And then the tree blight acts.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, I'm
this
so
is near
stressed.
The tree blight. Oh, no. The tree blight tries to step on the weeping willow.
Uh-oh. It's so big.
It's massive. That's... Oh, my God. Is that a miss? Yeah, the weeping willow takes several steps back, and the tree, one of the tree blight's massive roots, lands right in front of it, but does not touch it.
That is good.
Then it is Hector, your turn.
Okay.
You can try to fight your way through these blights, or you could just, sorry, you could try to fight these blights, you could try to charge, or you could try to just run through the door if you want.
Yeah, let's run through the door.
Cribbit has miraculously put the door quite close, actually, to where you need to be.
Let's just run through the door and close it behind us, I guess.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, you can. Well, you will take... You'll need to dismount. The door is too small for Solar.
That's fine. I figured we'd jump through it or duck through it, and Solar can just kind of...
Well, yeah, I guess you just jump off Solar and try to roll through the... All right, so you'll come out on a branch. The branch will be big, but you will need to make a acrobatics check to stay on the branch as you roll through.
And I can use Cribbit's inspiration.
You can, yes.
For this... Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. It's a very deft thing. Even in your heavy armor, you throw yourself over the blights, who all kind of slowly watch you. Then you're through the door, you land on the other side, Cribbit still holding on to you tightly. Mm. That was cool!
Could not have done it without your help. I'll grab the door and slam it shut.
All right, you close the door on the blights.
All right.
Nice. Solar can deal with that.
If Solar dies, they go back to horse heaven.
What else can I do now? That was my movement and action? Or?
That was part of your movement. It was your interaction to close the door. You still have an action. You could stand up and there are blights around you, or you could start swinging to... You could clear your immediate area if you want, though you're not sure how long that's going to stay clear. Or you could try hacking... you can try hacking and whacking.
Cool. Poisoning up my sword. Oh, sorry. Poisoning up my mace. Is that an action?
That would be, unfortunately, your action, yes.
All right, then. I guess, is it better to use the poison that Pip gave us or the poison of Cribbit?
Yeah. Cribbit's one hit.
Okay.
His gives you five hits.
Yeah. All right. I will poison up my mace.
Nice.
And then I will... I think that is it.
I like that neither of us really have a good weapon for digging into a tree, a mace or arrows. That's good stuff.
Good enough.
Yeah,
it'll work. It would have been best if you had a slashing weapon, yes. Well, that's your turn, Hector. Then it is Gorob and Lushan's turn. Where were they going to go? They were going to help. Who were they going to help?
Torpas.
Torpas? All right. Yeah. Gorob and Lushan land next to Torpas. I will save you, my lady. Poof. Oh, stop punching me in the gut. It's our gut. Gorob and Lushan spring into action. Lushan car. Oh, yes. Will that work? Yeah. Lushan casts Booming Blade onto Gorob's blade, and it crackles with electricity. They're going to charge the nearest druid.
Hell yeah.
Gorob, Lushan, start hacking into that druid. That is 20 plus...
That's four ones,
baby. What a ones, my dude.
That's four frickin' ones.
That is 14.
Okay.
Damage.
Hey, you can't win them all.
14 points of damage. That does not fell a druid, surprisingly enough. Yeah. You idiot! You wasted what I gave you! Yeah. And it is Elainiel's turn. Elainiel, who is she helping?
Also Torpash.
She's going to stay up in her tree then.
Okay.
She plucks a twig from the treant she's riding on, draws it back in her bow, and as she does so, it turns into an arrow. She fires it, and as it launches its way towards Keshgar, it explodes outwards into vines.
Hell yeah.
Strikes Keshgar, wraps around him. Keshgar completely bound up, falls backwards over.
Fuck yes.
She also deals Keshgar, it's only a little bit of damage, but... Hey, it's not nothing. She deals 6 points of damage to Keshgar. Yeah. All right. That was Elainiel's turn. It's back to Tarpos. Wow, perfect. Yeah. It's Tarpos' turn. Tarpos, with a big grin, plants a plants one of her boots on Keshgar, and she says something. You can't hear it over the din of combat, but you can hear Keshgar screaming when she drives the spear down into Keshgar over and and over again.
Good. Chop me into little bits.
You see, Hector, you can't see. You're in the tree blight and otherwise occupied. Pip, you can see she is with just the tip of a spear trying to sever Keshgar's head from his body.
That rules.
He's got the walker rat holding it.
She deals 10, 21 points of damage. That is not enough to yet behead him, but... Damn, she did a lot in a small amount of time.
She'll take care of it. She's going to bad Keshgar big time.
Like that. We've got to get the big tree. She's like, whatever, you do you.
I kind of hear my own business.
Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, can I make the jump across now?
Onto the tree blight? Yeah, you absolutely can.
All right. I will leap across onto the tree blight.
All right. You're successful.
Okay.
But you get a little bit of a run-up even. You land on the tree blight and you could begin climbing. You have a climb speed, right?
Yeah.
Is it the same as your movement speed?
Yes, I think so.
So you begin, you begin climbing. Oh, you have a movement speed of 35. I didn't realize that.
Quick.
Yeah, you are. You begin climbing your way up to, you can get, okay, I'll give you an option.
Okay.
You can get to a branch and you can have your bow and fire like a little bit from a ways away.
Yeah.
Or you can get right to it. You'll be one-handed because one hand needs to stay on the tree, but you could just plug your fucking thing right into it and start firing.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. I'll give you advantage on this. Good thing you had advantage. First two are hits.
Uh-huh.
You deal.
Actually, Adam, can I use this? Oh, maybe it's not worth it, actually. No, never mind. I have one of my goodbye cards is to cast a cantrip that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I want to use True Strike to just give me the best possible...
It wouldn't have helped.
But I don't think it would have helped. Yeah. I
you deal maximum damage.
Oh,
you got
yeah.
two tens, baby.
Hell yes.
That's a total of 26 points of damage to the tree blight.
Dunk, 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 dunk.
Good job.
Hell yeah.
How many hit points does the tree blight have again? Oh, no!
It's one of my favorite Adam gags, and it never fails to amuse me. I love it.
All right, that was Pip, your turn. It's the druid's turn. Keshgar tries to free himself, fucks it up. Keshgar screams, and then druids begin trying to converge on him. Tarpos.
It's very funny.
It is.
Guy is bound up, trying to like shimmy his way free, slicing his neck up more at a spear.
As he moves side to side, he's going to behead himself.
The druids are moving to try and protect Keshgar.
Okay.
Tarpos takes 11 points of poison damage as one of the druids throws a ball of poison, surprisingly enough, at her. But that is the druid's turn for now. There are some druids in the tree blight, and Hector, you can see they are directing the higher level blights to attack, to direct other smaller blights to attack you and Pip. Mm-hmm. Like they're the fucking tree blight's immune system or something.
You gotta start at the highest level, work your way down.
And it is Cribbit's turn. Cribbit hops off your back, and looking at the many blights around you, he begins,
"Hey, it's Cribbit.
Yes.
Cribbit does a little dance.
That's
hey, it's Cribbit. Won't you dance with him?"
Beautiful.
Several of the little twig blights, only the smallest ones are affected by this, but several of them begin, you can see like a cat looking at a dangling piece of string. they stop and they're just looking at Cribbit. Some of them begin letting go of the tree and trying to dance, but because they were climbing the tree, they fall as they let go.
That's so funny.
Not all of the tree blights, but Cribbit does significantly thin the horde.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, Cribbit like starts slowing down, looking like, I did well. But when he slows down, those tree blights kind of like they're shaking themselves out of some sort of charm. Mm-hmm. And then Cribbit's like, oh, okay, I keep dancing.
Awesome.
He is Cribbit. He needs to spend his entire turn dancing. If he does anything else, the twig blights, will resume.
All right. Okay. Well, hey,
that's
you've something. Occupied like a good portion of their army with hot dance.
And then it is the trees and the blights' turn. Yeah. Okay. So the twig blights are in an area are distracted, but not all of them
course.
Are distracted. First okay. off, Tarpos, who has to cop the three twig blights and then the two vine. Oh, no, that's a critical hit.
I hate when that happens.
All right, we'll do the regular hit from the vine, from the needle blight first. She tanks. Woo, 11 points of damage.
Okay. Turn into a bear.
Turn into a bear and get out of there.
Nah, she's killing. She's killing.
Yeah, yeah, she's beheading.
She's killing this motherfucker.
Yeah, fair enough.
Turn into a bear and bite him.
I yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the twig blight, pray for a low number. Oh, that's a high number. You prayed wrong.
It always happens.
It's just like being in Sunday school all over again.
Here comes Cribbit. It's catchy.
Oh, dude. It, like everything Cribbit does, it's a jam.
All right, that is slashing damage. Terrifying slash. Maximum damage on the target must make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, they are frightened of a twig blight. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, humiliating.
But they're pointy. I get it.
She's got a good wisdom save.
They are little. It's scary.
What if they get into my mouth?
Yeah.
She passes the saving throw, but she will still take 5 points of damage, putting her on 15.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Then, Hector, two needle blights fire at you.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
One miss, one hit.
Okay. I would like to, Adam, as my reaction, cast a shield on myself.
That's not going
to
help, unfortunately.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Actually, is shield plus 5?
Sure is.
Okay. No. You'd have a total of 23. No, that would miss that.
Okay.
All right. You're fine.
Perfect.
Whoop.
Okay, yeah. How am I doing? What?
You look over and a poison blight is crawling its way towards you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
It's nighttime.
Huh?
It's nighttime. It'll happen instantly. The poison. You don't get to wait, buddy.
Uh-oh.
If it gets you, you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
That's good to hear.
I'm going
to
shit my guts out.
Oh, you're lucky. It gets a total of 4.
Oh, fucking hell.
And the treants begin just scattering their way through the different types of blights. They're stomping, they're fighting as best they can. But you can see, similarly to how they're crawling all over the tree blight, they begin climbing up and crawling all over the treants as well.
Oh,
you can see that they're tearing at the treants and trying to cut them to ribbons.
That's
basically
so upsetting.
The treants are holding firm for now, but you can see several of them are becoming bloodied. As the blights begin tearing bark off the treants, you can see that they're oozing sap, like they're bleeding,
okay.
basically.
Okay.
Elenio screams out in horror and fury. And anything else? Oh, yeah, and then the tree blight.
Cool.
So, 1, 2, 3 for Pip, 4, 5, 6 for Hector.
Okay.
No, 1, 2, Pip. 3, 4, Hector, 5, 6, Cribbit.
No!
Oh, no, not Cribbit. I'll die a million deaths before I let Cribbit suffer.
I'll die a million deaths before I let Cribbit take 1 point of damage. Hector, it's
oh,
you.
Thank God, it's not
oh,
Cribbit.
Phew. Oh, my
Does
God.
Does my, I guess, so when I get the reaction of shield, that was only for that attack, isn't it?
No, it's for until your
oh,
next
good,
turn,
good,
I think.
Good. That's good to hear.
So you have an AC of 23.
Ah, oh, good to hear, good to hear, good to hear. Well,
yeah, the tree blight, however, has a plus 12 to hit.
Oh, fuckaroo.
Fuckaroo.
Ah, yeah, no. Yeah. You're in trouble.
Yeah, sick.
You take.
Oh, do I now?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of its roots comes up and slams into you. You take 18 points of damage. And then.
I don't like the and then.
Yeah, and
oh,
then.
Oh, yeah, we're not done. And then.
Does it grab you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then the root tries to wrap itself around you. That misses. Had it hit, it would have started dragging you into its mouth.
I don't want Jesus. That.
Okay.
Then it is Hector, your turn.
Okay. I'm sorry, this is going to involve some math.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so for my bonus action, I would like to Hexblade Curse the Tree Blight.
Sure.
So that just gives me plus 3 damage, and I score critical hit on a 19 or a 20. I would then like to cash in my good boy card, Careful Aim. All attack rolls you make this round
Oh, with advantage.
Okay. I was figuring that might happen.
So I'm going to do that. So I've also got Sacred Weapon, which gives me the plus five to attack. And I would like to, coated in poison, attack twice.
You hit twice. Neither of them are criticals.
Bullshit. And I would like to...
Sorry, Bob.
expend a second level spell and then a first level spell, smiting this creature.
It's a mace, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Which I haven't done this in a while because I've been so careful and had no magic. So I guess that is an extra 5d8.
Hell yes. That's radiant damage though, right?
Yeah, but it's all because of my magic sword is currently magic mace is poisoned.
Yes.
So it all does damage.
Yes. That is correct.
Right?
That is 16 points of regular damage.
Okay.
And then the radiant damage is unfortunately going to be quotation marks, but it does hurt.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
24.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
24 points of quotation marks damage.
Okay.
Still a fifth freaking whack.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there an and then?
I just did the sacred weapon, and that do anything?
It hurt. Yeah, you begin hacking. You begin splintering bark and breaking wood. Mm-hmm. The tree blight does not bleed sap. It bleeds blood.
Oh, dear.
As where sap or liquid of any sort would be in a tree, the tree blight instead has blood. And it begins oozing that blood out of the wound.
Is the blood thick like sap or is it like...
No, it's like human blood.
Okay, gross.
You smell that characteristic coppery smell of blood. I don't know if you've ever seen this much blood before, if your character has ever seen this much blood before all at once. So it is kind of maybe an overwhelming smell to have so much blood before you at once. It feels like the tree blight is half tree, half meat.
Mm.
It's unpleasant. Very deeply unpleasant.
Mm.
Okay. Was there anything else, Hector?
I honestly thought I would be doing more, but that's it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so did I, to be honest.
Yeah.
Gorub and Lushan, they're going to start trying to thin the druid herd off Tarpos. Distantly, you hear, "We will save you, lady." "We? What help have you been?" Critical fail. They should have been doing more.
Should have been paying attention.
Yeah, come on.
Less wooing, more doing. Mm. Come on.
That rules. That's good. Cramp. You take a D4 penalty on your next attack roll.
They would get a cramp.
Hark, the sound of a cramp.
They nonetheless hit, and because they were attacking the druid that they were attacking last turn, that druid has already taken enough damage to they kill one of the druids.
That is a good
thing. Hey.
That, however, has a spill-on effect. That druid is no longer giving orders to that needle blight, who's no longer giving orders to those twig blights.
Yeah.
And a bunch of a bunch of blights in like a little circle become confused and stop attacking. Tarpos is not going to get hit this turn.
Good.
That was Gorub Lushan. It's Elainiel's turn. Screaming, she begins striking at the blights affecting the treants. She is furious at the very idea.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Makes sense.
Little mockeries of God fighting God.
She leans up and fires arrows up high into the air. As they arc downwards, they begin exploding into hails of thorns.
Fuck yeah.
The thorns scatter themselves over the treants. The treants are not harmed, thankfully. Either they're immune or Elainiel just can't hurt them, perhaps. You're not 100% sure. But the thorns do indeed begin explosively knocking the blights off the treants.
Sweet.
It is Tarpos's turn.
Okay, come on, bat him, Tarpos.
Oh my god. Tarpos. She misses on the second attack.
Fuck. Too full of fury. Fair enough.
First attack deals 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And then it is Pip's turn.
Okay, I've still got that poison blight, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I will
fire a pinning shot at the poison blight.
Uh-huh.
Can I try and fire it in such a way that it gets
now,
just like, pinned to another part of the tree?
How are you firing?
Like, well, how was I firing before into the... I guess I was just hacking with the arrow.
So? Yeah. There, no. You had an arrow. You had a bolt loaded.
Yeah, okay.
So you were able to fire that one. Now, let me propose for you a situation.
Yeah.
That javelin is stuck into the tree blight. You don't know how secure it is.
Okay.
But you could wrap an arm around it and use it to hold yourself up as you reload.
Well, yeah, I guess that's right where I am, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, yeah, I'll try and do that.
All right. Highs or lows?
Let's go highs, baby.
Highs?
Yeah.
Go lows.
I go lows then.
All right. You're fine.
Yeah.
That was also mercifully short as well. Remember when I keep going up and down?
I just burned through
it. Yeah, it was good. That
okay,
was good.
Yeah, I go, yeah.
All right. And you don't take penalties for firing at point blank range. Mm-hmm. Your first attack is a critical miss.
God fucking damn it.
Pray for a low number.
Low.
You can stop praying.
Did I do it?
And delayed recovery. You do not add your damage bonus to your next attack. You're in such a panic that when you crank the crossbow for the second attack, mm-hmm. you just don't. Crank it all the way. It's not fully loaded.
Fuck.
You do fire and you do hit.
Mm-hmm.
The poison blight takes 4 points of damage.
Okay. Does it get pinned though to some other part of the tree?
Oh, you fired a pinning shot.
Yeah.
All right. You pin the poison blight to the tree blight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you're in melee range, the poison blight can still kind of reach out for you
mm-hmm.
unless you want to climb up onto the javelin.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking of doing. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You're going to need to make an acrobatics check because it's thin enough that you need to kind of balance yourself. All right, you're fine.
Okay.
Here's the problem. From now on, to load, you're going to have to take both hands off the tree blight.
Balance on just my feet.
You can lean against the tree blight,
uh-huh.
but you're not holding onto the tree blight as you reload.
Yep. Good exciting. Stuff. Oh, fuck.
Very exciting. All right, so that was your turn, Pip. It is the druid's turn. Keshgar frees himself. Keshgar, laughing, stands up and, well, that's unfortunately his turn.
Okay.
But
still,
he's free.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of the druids are going to attack Gorob Lushan. A bunch of them have arrived on the scene.
Done like that.
That is hit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they'll rage. And
they're tough little barbarian boys. It's going to be okay.
Surely it's a lot of sixes.
10, 20, 23, 27 points of damage. Gorob and Lushan have been surrounded and are being stabbed and attacked from different angles with spears and poison bolts.
Okay.
Gorob and Lushan swing around wildly, trying to throw back. The druids swarm on them, grab them, and you can both see Gorob Lushan being picked up and dragged into the group of the druids are dragging them into the blights.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Unhand us!
Rage and get out of there.
What about those, like, what's it called? Thunder whatever? One of those annoying spells that people can sometimes...
Thunderwave. This is the perfect time for Thunderwave.
The spell here, like, I don't know what to do. I'm surrounded by enemies. I'm also in the cave.
Yeah.
Perfect spell.
It's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit looks at you, Hector, and says, keep dancing.
What's around us? So if he's...
Many tree blights.
Uh-huh.
And there is a druid getting closer.
Shit.
Oh, sorry. Many blights. I keep saying tree blights. Mm. Many blights. There's two needle blights near you. You can see a poison blight near Pip. But there are, in addition to that, you cast your gaze around. You can see that there is a vine blight making its way towards you as well. That's kind of the highest one that isn't tree blight is making its way towards you. And there are several more poison blights. I mean, literally four making their way towards Pip that he can't see.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Sort that out for me.
Right. Well, what else can Cribbit do?
Cribbit can buff. Cribbit can deal psychic damage. He's got is that poison damage?
Well, he is a poison frog.
What? Cribbit can cast poison damage. When did you learn that, Cribbit?
Cheeky little boy.
When you cast a spell, you inscribe a glyph that later unleashes a magical effect. Oh, it takes an hour to cast. Never mind.
Fair enough.
It's basically like a... He creates basically a trap that can go off.
Trap.
Yeah. It takes an hour to cast, though, so never mind about that. He can make people invisible. He can do a little bit of healing, a little bit of teleporting, and then he's got his own weapon.
Just trying to think. So keep dancing, keep those little blights away from us. You could try and buff the two of us. What's the big tree and blight looking like? How are we close to the heart at all?
And this is going to sound funny. It's not bloodied.
I guess it's hard to tell when you're on it too.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess keep dancing, keeping them away from us. If he has anything like a big spell or something like that can clear a decent amount of damage to people or get him to
not really no off?
Yeah,
he could do Mantle of Inspiration to give four creatures temporary hit points.
Keep dancing. I guess we'll keep that in our back pocket.
Yeah. Okay. Keep them twig blights occupied.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Cribbit continues to dance. It is the Blights and the Treants' turn.
Cool stuff.
The Treants continue fighting with the Blights. All right. The Treants are holding their own, but the Blights are doing... slowly more and more damage. You can see the Treants are just kind of beginning to slow down at this point. And then Twig Blights begin swarming Goroblushin.
Is this the end for Goroblushin?
Hit.
Such a big powerhouse.
I know. I keep expecting them to rage their way out of it, but maybe they're already raging. I don't know.
The poison blight near you, Pip, tries desperately to reach at you, but it can't get to you. The poison blights you can't see continue to make their way towards you, but they don't get there this round.
Okay.
And the two needle blights try to fight you, Hector. One hit.
Okay.
You gonna shield it?
How many spells I got left? I got that many spells left that I'm worried about the big boy.
Get needled. Just get needled.
Yeah, let's get needled.
You take 12 points of damage.
Fuck.
Which puts you on 19.
Yeah.
So many hit points.
Yeah, so healthy.
So hearty, hale, and fit.
Yep.
Then... a pile of loose vines fall on the branch next to you, and then...
Oh, my God.
The vine blight that was coming after you slowly begins standing up out of them. Vine blight is probably going to be a fucking hassle for you, just letting you know. It is... Yeah, it's your turn, Hector.
Okay. Let's see. I want to call out the Pip. There is four more poison blights coming your way.
Oh, God.
And then, do I just attack twice, I guess?
Yeah. Dude, you don't want to fucking tussle with a vine blight.
It's like, maybe I'll just call out to Pip. Keep fighting the big one or a vine blight?
Vine blight, I think. Vine blight. I got the big one.
Okay. All right. Do I have anything... hold on me. No. But I do. All right. I will swing at the Vine Blight.
Okay, cool.
Twice.
two poisoned attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Both hit.
Excellent.
Oh, you're not doing... Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, oh, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Look, that's so funny.
Fucking hell.
I've got a limited amount of like magic here, my dude.
Sorry, that just blew my mind. Well, on the bright side, the poison will deal extra damage to this Vine Blight.
Okay.
So you deal 30. You deal 30 points of damage to the Vine Blight.
Nicely done.
That... Uh-huh. The Vine Blight is badly damaged. It's bloodied, but it's not stopped.
Okay.
That's not good to hear.
Mia.
Then that was Hector. Anything else?
No.
Goroblushin's turn. They begin raging.
Finally. Finally.
They only get them back on a long rest.
Oh, no. Fair enough.
Then Lushin tries with a shaking hand because adrenaline's racing through him right now to cast a spell. Actually, he's not going to cast a spell to buff Gorob's attacks, but he is going to cast Burning Hands, which douses all of the twig blights around him. I'm just rolling to see if, even on a hop, he creates a massive crater. Anywhere where the Burning Hands happen, God. I don't think they could have survived.
Bonfire, baby.
He also ignites several of the druids.
Oh, fuck yeah. Good.
Who will take 12, 18, 23 points of damage.
The rules.
And then Gorob. Oh my God. 1, 2. Gorob kills finishes off two druids.
I knew we didn't need to be concerned.
Gorob, Lushin land on the ground and begin charging their way back towards Tarpos. Elainiel. Oh, great job. With Elainiel's help, the treants are kind of pushing the blights back. They're starting to win.
Oh, that rolls. That's good.
You just hear every now and then an explosion and thorns scattering around the place.
I imagine the branch I'm on is so shaky. I mean, the sort of spear
this
I'm on.
Javelin, yeah. It is Tarpos's turn.
Okay.
Nice.
Everyone's fucking nailing it. This is our comeback.
Holy fucking shit, it might be. 19, 22. Jesus. Christ. Keshkar's head hits the ground. Tarpos screams in delight.
Oh my God.
Keshkar's body picks up Keshkar's head.
Of course.
And he continues to fight.
Okay.
Then
I guess you'd like take out his jaw.
Yeah.
Take off his fingers.
Absolutely.
And then I guess he can't cast
it? Just chop.
Well, he can't cast anything with a verbal component now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he can't make noise.
Oh, that's true.
She's going to take his head, tie it to a belt.
Oh, she's going to, that is her plan. She wants his head.
Good. Glad to hear it.
All right, Pip, it's your turn. You need to make a acrobatics check.
Yeah.
You pass. You manage to, you can stay on the thing, yeah.
And then I'll sort of drop down onto my nuts. No, drop down and just twang, twang.
You hit twice?
I'd like to can I make both of them a precise shot?
What does that do again?
Gives me advantage. I'm just trying to get a critical here, basically.
Nope.
Damn.
Nope.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, whatever.
Does it deal extra damage?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I knew the risks going in.
You get nearly maximum damage, though, so... And the first one does 11. The second one does 13 points of damage.
Nice. Does it seem like I'm making it through the wood?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, awesome.
You're doing good damage. The tree blight is bleeding heavily from the wounds that you have inflicted upon it. You hear Cribbit calling out from where Hector is. Oh dear, there it is. All of you look around and you can see, you didn't realize it, but the tree blight's been moving this entire time and hasn't stopped. You can see Valakai.
Fuck.
It is, that was...
We gotta stop it before we get into the borders of Valakai.
Oh fuck, I didn't even think that. If we get into the borders of Valakai, we will start dying.
Well, not everyone. Someone's going to be fine.
Yeah, mom.
All of your friends will fucking die.
Yeah.
But a Gogash gets got, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Cribbit continues to dance. It is the Treants and the Blight's turn. Oh my god. The Treants are beginning to win.
Okay.
They're starting to push. The Treants and the regular Blights are actually now behind, well behind the Tree Blight. Mm-hmm. The Tree Blight has kind of pulled ahead. There are still Blights on the Tree Blight itself, but anything else has been... The Tree Blight has kind of just pushed past the Treants. It's making a beeline for Valagai.
Yep.
All right. And the Blights... So the Blight that you pinned is still pinned. 4 poisonous Blights show up, Pip.
Yep.
Miss, hit.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
I'm about to be in
a lot of pain.
Real trouble.
You will take 6 and then 6 points of damage, so a total of 12.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the poison?
Yeah, so about that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You need to make 2 constitution checks. It's a low saving throw.
Am I near him enough to help out there?
I'd say no.
Your
aura is not good enough. All right. You're too far away. All right. So you pass the first one, but you fail the second one by 1 point.
Oh, fuck.
Do you have anything?
Maybe. What is this? The cantrip guidance do? Does that give me a...
It gives you a plus D4, I think, to some things. Hang on.
I got it here.
Oh, yeah?
One ability check. Is this an ability check?
Yeah.
All right. I, out of nowhere, cast the spell guidance using this cantrip.
Now, the card does say follow the spell's normal rules. It should count as an action, but I'm going to give you...
Okay, that's very kind of you, Adam.
You pass.
Okay, thank God. Just a little bit of magic from somewhere. Don't worry about it. Pip made a magic berry once. It's coming back. Okay.
You pass your saving throw.
Thank God.
You are, thankfully, not poisoned. And
so terrified of this poison.
It makes you shit your whole guts out. It's so scary.
The 2 needle blights both fire fists at you, Hector. They explode near you, but neither of them actually hit you. You're just buffeted by little needles which cut and sting, but don't really hurt you.
Good.
The vine blight attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's going to hit. It puts up both of its hands, lunges towards you.
Yep.
Are you going to cast shield?
Well, I can either do Hellish Rebuke, or I could do Shield.
It is bloodied, so you know that Hellish Rebuke has a chance of actually killing it, but you will have to take the damage.
Yeah, and I'm not on a heap of health.
No.
I will cast Shield.
All right. It falls upon you. I mean, literally, it kind of falls upon you, and its viney hands begin kind of stringing themselves apart, wrapping themselves around your neck, and you can see it would have tried to force itself down your throat and around your neck. The shield around your body prevents you from actually being strangled, but you can see the vines tightening their way around your neck, and you can see the ones that were trying to force themselves down your throat kind of pushing up against that magical energy being just barely stopped. This thing absolutely would have choked you to death.
There it is.
All right. Then it is... That was the... Oh, the tree blight. Oh, well, actually, no, sorry. It's not attacking because it's spending...
It's moving.
It's sprinting.
Yeah.
It's been... Cool. The reason it hasn't been doing a lot of attacks is because it's sprinting towards Valakai.
Good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Then it is Hector, your turn.
I will attack this vine blight twice.
Okay. Hit.
Perfect.
Just doing regular attacks?
Yeah. The hex weapon.
All right. Your first attack will still count for poison, but your second attack, unfortunately, the poison has run out.
Ah.
You only get 5 hits, You've done 5 hits.
Right. I was, yep, cool. Cool. I was thinking it was like turns.
Oh, no, hits. No, no, 5 hits.
Ah, sick. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You got Cribbit, though, if you need some quick poison.
You deal 12 points of damage to the Vine Blight, which is enough.
Okay. Excellent.
The Vine Blight is destroyed. You batter it into the ground and kill it.
Oh, no. Cribbit, I'm going to need you to... I'm going to need your poisons.
Okay. Cribbit, stop dancing, or you just rub on Cribbit?
I think I can rub on you.
Okay. That was Hector. Did you want anything else?
That's all I can do, correct? Yes, that's all I can do.
Well, you can actually, you can rub on Cribbit this turn.
Oh, cool.
You can only use it with you need an interaction to do it. So...
Oh, perfect. Oh, I'll rub on Cribbit this turn. Then I'll hit, rub, hit.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Good rhythm, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good
rub here.
It's Gora Blushin's turn. Okay. They've discovered that Burning Hands is really good. So they're going to keep using Burning Hands.
Nice. Good for them.
They are... Look, I'm not even going to roll 5d6 and it's double damage.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay.
The Blights are not going to be an issue for Gora Blushin and Taropos.
Okay.
Three of them, do not need to worry about Blights. They're focusing on Druids right now. And then it is Eleniel's turn. With the treants doing so well, Eleniel fires another ensnaring arrow at Keshgar. That hits.
Mm.
Keshgar hits the ground again.
Does he drop his head?
Yes. It's Tarpos's turn.
Wow.
Tarpos picks up the head.
Awesome.
She ties it to her belt.
That rolls.
Right.
Pip.
Okay. I am going to, because I'm basically sharing this javelin with 4 poison blights now. Yeah?
No, they climbed on the side. They can crawl.
Okay. Never mind. I guess, how do I have a gauge of how many more shots are necessary to break through to the...
It's not actually technically bloodied, but it's 1 hit point away from being bloodied.
Okay, that's fine. All right. If I did a scatter shot, would that hit the poison blights as well?
You could hit the group of 4 if you wanted to.
Would that also hit the tree?
It would, yes.
Okay, I'll do that. Scattershot.
All right.
Load them in like they were fucking...
You just pour a bunch into the top.
A bunch of bolts into the top.
Quang! You hit. One of them is a critical miss, so we'll get to that in a second. We'll say that... I'll be kind and say that that one was the last one. You hit 3 of the poison blights... Mm-hmm. Miss a 4th. We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. And you hit the tree as well.
Awesome.
So the poison blights. What's a poison blight's max hit point again? That's 1 down, 2 down, 3 down. Yeah.
All right. Ooh.
Then the tree blight. You deal 10 points of damage to the tree blight.
Nice.
It's now bloodied.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, hey. Awesome. That's great awesome. To hear.
And then let's pray for a low number.
Low number. I keep on fucking criticaling.
Opposite way.
Yeah, I know. It's very frustrating. I'm very sorry.
I got that advanced critical where it's like a 19 and a 20 is a critical hit, and it's helped me all at once.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
You've absolutely done that several times. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
You know what? I'll give you a critical. This attack on the tree blight, I'll give you that as a critical.
All right, man.
Kind of a little bit.
No, that more than makes up for it. You got a lot to remember.
Yeah. I cast that thing, and I'm like, oh, also get a 19-20 on the big boy. Haven't had the chance to hit said big boy. What's going on?
There's a lot of stuff happening.
You'll deal half damage on your next attack. I won't count this as the next attack.
No worries.
Pray for a high number.
Hi. Oh,
God.
Jackson.
I fucked up.
Pray better.
I'm bad at prayer.
Mm. God hates you, maybe.
I think he does.
Find an opening. Maximum damage, and you have advantage on your next attack against the target. So your next attack against the tree blight will have advantage, and you deal maximum damage. So you didn't deal 10 points of damage.
Yeah.
You dealt 6, 12, 22.
Hell
you
yeah.
dealt 25 points of damage.
Hell yeah.
Wow, yeah, you're doing well.
Okay.
All right.
That was Pip, that was your turn. Mm-hmm. It's the druid's turn. They're kind of being thinned out too much by Gora Blushin. Otherwise, they're directing blights to attack the two of you. It's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit continues to dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's the...
So you got the little twig bites in quite a rhythm at this point?
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, Macarena.
Bring it back.
He's bringing the Macarena back, baby.
The tree blights begin scattering. Between the Treants and Gorob Lushan, the blights are actually being kind of decimated, destroyed.
Hell yes.
They're scattered and That's have good. Begun fleeing at this point. Enough of their higher ranking ones are gone that it just looks like it's going to be a Treant victory here. Some of the Treants begin turning their attention to druids.
Oh, hey.
One of the druids is squashed underneath the Treant.
Good.
And then the last poison blight attacks you, Pip.
That's right. Fuck.
It misses. Okay. The other one that you pinned is still stuck.
Okay. Oh.
The two needle blights attack you, Hector. One of them's going to hit. Do you want a shield?
What is the average damage of one of these bad boys before?
I don't know.
It's 2d6
plus 2. 2d6
plus 2. So the average would be 6, 7, 9. The average would be 9 points of damage. Could go as high as 14. Could go as low as 4.
Yeah.
I'll cop it.
7, 9 points of damage. Hey, that's the average.
That's the average, baby.
Whoa.
He's crazy. 10.
This is good stuff.
And then the Vine Blight attacks.
Vine Blight's dead.
Oh, you did kill it.
Yeah, Vine Blight.
That's right.
Too bad.
Another Vine Blight crawls up. You look up at one of the druids who gives you a big thumbs up in irony.
Fuck.
Adam.
That being said, also, once again, you could see another swarm of poison blights are making their way towards Pip.
Okay.
Hector,
okay.
It's your turn.
There's more poison blights, I call out to Pip.
There's another 5 poison blights making their way towards Pip.
That's fine. I register, but I don't even respond. I'm too busy.
It's so close to Balakai. Attack the tree. Int the tree. Attack the tree blight twice. Yep. Come on.
Hit. Neither of them are critical hits, unfortunately. I did remember you have genuinely not gotten a critical hit. You touch Cribbit in between. Touch Cribbit.
Yep. Touch Cribbit.
Touch Cribbit.
Touch Cribbit.
Do you want to use any special abilities for this?
No.
You're so defeated, and I love it. You deal 12 points of damage.
No, I need to save that one for the shield for the Vine Blight.
You're
Adam.
So close. Both of you have made like a cavity you could actually you could walk on bloody wood. You could walk to each other at this point.
Can I get in there?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm assuming you kind of have to.
Yeah, I just want to try and make it harder for the blights or whatever to try and hit me.
Yeah, sure. Clever.
If I get in there, I'm getting some cover.
All right, that was your turn, Hector. It's Gorob Lushan's turn. They and Tarpos and the Treants are kind of like finishing things off. It is Eleniel's turn. She's going to direct her attention to you lot and trying to give you some help now.
Good.
Nice.
She fires another ensnaring strike. She hits the Vine Blight. Thorny vines wrap around the Vine Blight and it topples over backwards.
Nice.
And then it is Tarpos is part of that. I'm saying that's a different combat at this point. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, have the poison blights come upon me yet?
No, they'll be on you on next turn.
Okay, I'll try and get in the hole as well and keep firing. Mm. Still two shots.
You no longer need to make checks to stay balanced.
Yeah.
You've got advantage of this one.
Yeah, and I got advantage.
But
on
you
this
do
one,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll do half damage.
But I'll do half damage. Yeah.
Is your weapon still poisoned? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is anymore.
Got arrow.
Do you want to poison it up? If you have any poison,
I don't think I have any poisons left. Yeah, unfortunately. I'm trying to think what I could do.
Right there, start rubbing Cribbit. Come back in.
Yeah, Cribbit's too far away. Can I just try and quick and dirty get some of the? Because I've still got some plants bane, some Treant poison.
Yeah.
Can I just rub some of that on my arrow, like not even really making a potion, just a little bit of poison on it for like half damage maybe?
I would allow it for half damage, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so this first attack's going to be quarter damage.
Yeah.
It's a hit.
Okay.
Second attack, also a hit.
All right.
So first damage is quarter damage. That's 8. You deal 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And then 9, which halves to 4, so you deal a total of 6 more points of damage.
Whatever, I'll take it.
You're getting close.
Yeah.
you're doing really well. You can actually, you both of you could probably see the tip of this gem now. I don't know if you have, no, you haven't seen an example of this yet. But imagine like a giant teardrop made out of amber.
Hell yeah.
It's beginning to be uncovered. You can see it. It is Cribbit's turn. Cribbit continues to dance. It is the tree treants and the blight's turn. Well, the blight's basically at this point.
Yeah.
The tree blight steps over the boundary wall of Valakai. Gugunk, 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 gugunk.
What do I do?
The tree blight is in Valakai. You can, both of you, turn around outside of the bloody holes that you've made in the tree blight. You can see the blue water in. The tree blight is making a beeline for it.
Oh, Jesus
The tree
Christ.
Blight knows where the head, where the organizational head of the were-ravens in Valakai is, and it is making a, it's directly heading there. The tree blight's going to be there so fucking quickly. The entire Mardukov family, it's nighttime. They're asleep.
Oh, fuck, dude.
They are not expecting this.
No one's expecting this.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.